The MUF is a non-profit group that is based in New York City, and it's dedicated to the art and craft of unscripted first-person storytelling. And they've put out a number of books where they carefully select and adapt to the page these stories. The latest one that has come out is The Moth Presents, A Point of Beauty, True Stories of Holding On and Letting Go. And included in this is the story of the appalling theft of a Stradivarius from violinist Frank Armand, who I have on the line. So welcome to Book Notes, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm wondering about the intersection of telling that story and the improvisational aspect that has to go into that, and being a performer yourself, did you find that there was a cross-section between those two craft?
Yeah, it was extremely odd because, of course, I've worked, you know, my whole life as a performer. It's just a different kind of performer. So getting up and telling a story or speaking to people live in some coherent way with a structure that has to begin and end at a certain time, especially with a story as complex as this one, that was a real challenge. It was also funny that we did it at Alice Tully Hall, because my alma mater is the Juilliard School, and I had played in Tully Hall a number of times, and my graduation was at Tully Hall, and there I was in the middle of the stage talking, which I found slightly disorienting, but we sort of settled into it. And so, yeah, it was, there were overlaps, but it was also a completely new hat for me to wear.
It's a glorious story to be in this particular collection, finding beauty in moments when our lives changed forever, for better, for worse. And this experience, I'm interested in the before and after. I know that you needed to build a relationship with this violin, and I'm wondering if you found that this event affected, A, your relationship with the violin, but also your music making in general going forward.
Well, of course, there's always this cliche, you know, you never miss something the same way until it's gone. And as a musician, I certainly didn't look at it the same way. It's not like I took it for granted when I had the instrument before. And it's also not like this possibility of it being stolen had never occurred to me. I knew a lot about it. I knew a lot about how to protect it. But we kind of relied on the fact that nobody ever steals them, which is pretty much true, for the simple reason that you can't do anything with them, which these guys found out, I think, very quickly. So, yeah, I think the instant I got it back in my hands, it was a different experience every time I picked it up, you know, whether to practice or to play a concert.
This is A Violin's Life by Frank Armand. It's in the latest edition of The Moth Presents, A Point of Beauty, True Stories of Holding On and Letting Go. There's more at frankarmand.com. Frank, thanks so much for your story and for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure.